Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
He's our favourite, Robbie Slater. He joins us on the line this morning. Now, before we start talking about soccer, Rob, or football, are you a golfing fan?
Yeah.
What about Tiger winning? How good?
No, that is one of the best stories. Seriously, who does not love a comeback?
No, we love a comeback.
Mate, he was never going to win another tournament, let alone a Masters. Mate, this is huge, absolutely huge. It was on the cards yesterday, wasn't it? But you know, you had that feeling, like a lot of people saying, "Yeah, yeah, he's going to win." But you know what the last day's like, and maybe I don't know. It's like a
outstanding
fairy tale.
It's as good a sporting story.
Oh, as you'll get.
As you'll ever get in our lifetime, Robbie. You're absolutely right. What about this comeback by Tony Popovich? Not quite Tiger-like, right? Walked out on the Western Sydney Wanderers, went to Turkey. That never worked out. Found a new home in Perth, and now they've won the Premiership.
Yeah, like, fantastic. Look, I think, you know, in hindsight, when you look back, going to Turkey, in particular where he went, he was never going to succeed. It was just too difficult a job, and I think there would be a regret that he did that, but you know, he felt at that stage that he had to do it. But he's proven that he is top class. You know, what he's done at Perth, they haven't won a trophy in the Hyundai A-League era. He goes back first season, they win the Premiership, and they've won it with games to spare. So, you know, they have been by far the most consistent team and the best team up until this point. Now we'll have to go and see if they can do the double and become champions as well as premiers. Sydney couldn't do it last year. They were beaten by Victory in the preliminary final, and Victory went on to be champions, winning the grand final. We love our grand finals. We've had that discussion before, but there is a certain traitor in your ranks, a traitor in respect to the way you guys think, because Nick is not a fan of grand finals.
He's no, I'm a fan of grand finals.
No, yeah. I like grand finals.
I love a grand final. Well, obviously, you do. You won three of them.
Yeah, but I think here in Australia, people want to see that final system and see who is the best side at the end of it. Are they by far and away the best
side, Rob?
I don't
know, actually. You know, I think we need a bit of a Brexit poll to prove that. Because
okay.
You're just saying that you think all Australians, as you put it, prefer the grand final. Well, you can't actually prove that statement, Laurie.
Well, there's a lot of statements that you make that you can't prove either,
well,
which I'll now start to pull you up on.
I'd say most of my statements are 100%
true. Well, that's a lie.
Well,
because most of my statements normally get me into trouble.
That's
now,
a lie.
The truth, you normally get into trouble.
Lies.
What about the time you said you didn't get you weren't invited to the Player of the Year?
Oh, function? They didn't invite me. They still reckon they did. I'm telling you they didn't.
They invited you. David Gallup said
actually,
he said
I went to the Sydney Business Luncheon last week and caused a bit of a stir as usual.
Yeah.
And Chris Nicu, the new chairman, came up and said, "You are coming, aren't you?" And I said, "What's that to? We really want you to come to the awards night." And I said, "Oh, Chris, I'll have to think about that one."
Yeah.
Get invited and say you can't.
I said, "You better make sure the invite's in the post."
Robbie, this morning, high-profile clubs, Manchester City 3-1 winners over Crystal Palace, Liverpool 2-0 winners over Chelsea, which means with one game, well, Liverpool are one game ahead of 85 points, 83 points Man City, but they've played 34. Man City's played 33 games.
Yeah, look, City are in the box seat in respect to they win all their games, they will be champions. They've got a lot of games coming up. And just on that, on the tab app, if anyone had happened to go there,
yes.
I did tip the correct score, Manchester City, Crystal Palace.
Well done.
And didn't get the correct score for Liverpool-Chelsea, but did get the first goal scorer.
But you tipped Liverpool with us on Friday.
Tipped Liverpool, I tipped them to win 3-1. They won 2-0, but I did tip City to win 3-1. Liverpool, Sadio Mane, the first goal scorer. But look, in respect to what's going to happen, as I said, City win all their games, they will be champions. But they've got a lot of games, of course, Liverpool as well, are still in the Champions League. They've got the second leg of the quarter-final, as have Manchester City, but they've also got an FA Cup final. But they play Tottenham at home next week. and Manchester United at Old Trafford the week after. So they're the two games, if City are going to slip up and Liverpool will have to win all their games, that's they're the two games that looks most likely that the, you know, if there's going to be a slip up, that's where it'll be.
Yeah. What about, said,
what was the latest with...
now got over Chelsea, which was their hardest.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, inverted commas, their run in now looks pretty clear, but as much as it can be clear in the Premier League, looks like both teams have had their wobble. It's very close. It's going to be tight. It's quite exciting for the Premier League.
Oh, you mentioned Tottenham, though, Rob. Harry Kane injured his leg. What's the latest with him? Is he out for a while or is he being cleared?
He's out for the season.
He's gone for the season, right.
I always like it at this stage of the season when, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a year when you say,
yeah.
You know, there's only four games to go.
Yeah.
So.
We do that with a week to go. He's out for the year, you know. Yeah. Like he's, but what about that Moura, mate? He became the first man to ever score three goals at the new stadium.
Tottenham, but, you know, they've still got Son Heung-min. Their South Korean international has been absolutely on fire for them. So, yeah, look, that's a blow, but they're still a very good side. So,
And you're still a very good man. Thank you, Robbie.
You know, just because Harry Kane's not there, they're going to win quite easily because they've got them in the return of the quarterfinal Champions League, and of course they've got them in the league next week as well.
Jeez, they play a lot of footy. There's no doubt about that. Thanks so much, Robbie.
Cheers, buddy.
See you later, boys.
Two champions.
See you, mate. Good.